Look, I think what Tim said just doesn't pass the smell test. For 3 years, Kamala Harris went out bragging that she was going to undo Donald Trump's border policy. She did exactly that. We had a record number of illegal crossings. We had a record number of fentanyl coming into our country. And now that she's running for president, or a few months before, she says that somehow she got religion and cared a lot about a piece of legislation. The only thing that she did when she became the vice president, when she became the appointed border czar, was to undo 94 Donald Trump executive actions that opened the border. This problem is leading to massive problems in the United States of America. Parents who can't afford health care, schools that are overwhelmed. It's got to stop, and it will when Donald Trump is president.
Hey, gang, you know, I'm sad to say, but the fentanyl crisis is absolutely unhinged. And that's exactly what it is. It's a national crisis. While our southern border remains wide open and the cartels are openly flooding our nation with these deadly drugs, Biden, when he's not napping on a beach, is unfortunately unavailable after 8 p.m. In Texas alone, check this out, law enforcement has seized over 487 million lethal doses of fentanyl since March of 2021. That's enough to kill every single person in the United States and Mexico combined. And fentanyl is making its way into counterfeit pills, often disguised as Oxycontin or other pain medications. This crisis obviously has to be tackled head on and dismantled from every single angle. And fortunately, we've got some brave patriots who are rising up to that challenge. And that's exactly what our guest, Clint Winters, a medical scientist, inventor, and Turley Talk's sponsor, is a part of. His innovative pain relief, Canalidine, is absolutely phenomenal. I know. I use it daily, and I love it. My wife and I both. Canalidine is an all-natural morphine-level pain relief that's 100% drug-free, backed by tremendous research. It's changing lives daily, not to mention the official pain reliever for the fighters at the USC. And today, Clint is offering you, our audience, a huge discount on bottles of Canalidine. Use that link below for the next few hours to get your bottle for just $29. That's $90 off the regular price. So, Clint, thank you for that reduction in price. Welcome back. Great to see you as
well. You got it. You got it. Yeah. And you're right. So I'm the scientist behind the brand that creates Canalidine is GDR Labs, a great American brand. That's why I chose them for the licensing of this ingredient that I've spent many, many years working on. So yeah, it's changing the lives of so many people, but yeah, it wouldn't be as important, honestly, had we not gone through and continue to go through the crises that we talk about with opioids. It's just, yeah. It's an ongoing battle, and fentanyl, it seems like it's this, you know, it's like a whack-a-mole effect, right? Like we seem to tackle one issue and then another bigger issue kind of pops up with it, and it's all right. It's all money driven.
Right. What, exactly. So this fentanyl crisis is basically the opioid crisis, yep, at a whole nother level.
Yeah.
What, in your view, what's the biggest challenge in combating the spread of fentanyl and these other drugs currently?
Well, I think you hit it on the head, and the word is cartel. Yeah. So, you know, back when we were dealing with Oxy, that was an issue from a pharmaceutical company that was creating a drug that was not responsibly sold, obviously, with pain management clinics and lots of fraud that happened in that. But it was still only that company that was creating OxyContin.
Right.
Now you have legitimate drug cartels that have manufacturing capabilities that are flooding the market with fentanyl. So the problem is the supply has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger, and it's just easier for people to get a hold of. And drug dealers are smart to where they're using fentanyl to lace, again, they create fake OxyContin. They're lacing other drugs with fentanyl to make it more powerful, more addictive, so people come back. So the problem has just gotten worse, but it all started really with OxyContin. If we didn't have the OxyContin crisis, we wouldn't have diverged into fentanyl. We just wouldn't be here right now.
So that's the fixed point that we're seeing historically, yep, in all of this.
Yeah, that's the issue. And it goes back to... Again, I think OxyContin was one of the biggest scams that the American public has seen in a very, very long time, because wow. it was this perfect storm of lack of ethics. You have a company that was developing something they knew was highly addictive. They lied to the American public. Mm-hmm. And then you have the FDA that allowed claims to go through on this product, which were totally not valid, which was that it was way less addictive than other pain drugs. That was could not be further from the truth. It was more addictive. So the problem is you look at our drug issue in the country, and it used to be what we deem as just drug addicts, right? People trying recreational drugs that get in over their head and they turn into addicts. With Oxy, it was hardworking, everyday Americans that would go get hurt, get in a car wreck, get hurt at their job, go to the doctor, and the doctor said, hey, we have this pill that's not addictive. Try it. It's Oxycontin. And then 4 years later, you have American blood on the streets as all these people are dying, and drug addicts and families are ruined and jobs are lost. And it was a horrific, horrific issue. And the way I look at it is, until we fix the root cause, we're never going to stop the problem. And what I mean by that is, let's face it, if there's a market for drugs in the US, someone's going to sell them.
Right.
So if you look back even to the days of like Pablo Escobar, we thought we got a handle on that issue by killing Pablo Escobar, right? Then the cartels just moved to Mexico. Right. Someone's going to service the business. Someone's going to make billions of dollars. That's not going to that's not going to stop. Right. The only thing that will stop is if we find ways to make pain less intrusive on the American public. And that's full circle. That's how Canolidine came into play.
Yeah.
Because I watched it happen. I watched my mom suffer with cancer. I saw her get put on morphine. I saw her turn into a zombie. Unfortunately, with my mom's end of life, she only lived for about 6 months on morphine before cancer took her. But I could tell even during that time that she already had addictive tendencies just from the short time that I saw her on that drug. Like, she lived by that drug. That drug controlled her until she passed away.
Wow.
So I saw how easy it could happen. This is someone that, you know, we had a, when she was in pain with cancer, as a side story, we had it actually, my sister and I had to show her how to use marijuana to try to, you know, give her some relief. Like, this is someone who never used anything in her entire life.
Right.
And to see her go from that to a zombie to essentially, you know, drug addict tendencies that quick was really, really scary.
Yeah.
So, and during that time is when, you know, I made the first discovery of Canolidine, and I saw that, you know, and I saw what it could do for the American people. Then a couple years after that, I started really digging into the research behind Canolidine. The fact that it actually allows your body, enhances your body's natural ability to ease pain. So it has this incredible mechanism that does not exist with any other ingredient in the world. And the most frustrating part was this wasn't in some weird back alley research. This was medical research, clinical research by top firms, and pharma had already filed patents on a synthetic version of Canolidine, which they will eventually make billions of dollars from. So think about that for a second. You have a situation where you have this natural ingredient that comes from crepe jasmine. It's naturally available. We have this entire epidemic that's affecting America, and we have all these people that need some form of relief that's outside of drugs. They knew it existed and did nothing.
Right.
So from about 2017, that's been my life's mission, has been working on Canolidine, extracting Canolidine, understanding the mechanisms of Canolidine. And since then, it's helped thousands and thousands and thousands of people. But again, it should have been screamed from the rooftops. You know, so I'm fortunate to have friends like you that allow me to come on and talk about it. But this, because it's natural, you don't see this advertised every third, you know, advertisement like you do for a drug.
Right.
You can't.
But that's what's so interesting, what you've identified. You've identified sort of the pre-political solution to this. but also ironically the political barriers that get implemented, and then of course it's all, as you've said often on this channel, just follow the money when all said and done. What is your take in terms of just the Biden administration? They can't hide from this fentanyl crisis. They're claiming they're combating it and rectifying it. Just from what you see, I mean, just from that political perch, are they doing enough to address this crisis?
I think it's such a big crisis. It's gotten so out of hand that it's hard to have any real solution in any short amount of time. I mean, there needs to be drastic changes.
Right.
There needs to be we need to be more accepting of natural solutions that can help Americans and other ways of helping people that need help when it comes to pain, when it comes to any other type of health initiative. There's other things out there, solutions out there outside of drugs that we need to look at. We need to give people options. And that's just not, it's so money driven that until that changes, it's going to be very, very difficult to break the cycle.
Let me play doctor on TV here a little bit. A real doctor, not the fake doctor that I am with a PhD, right? But if I'm following you correctly, what you're saying is, in effect, we need a paradigm shift away from trying to find things that replace our body's mechanisms, and instead look for those things that reawaken those mechanisms as they begin to recede with age. Am I following it? Am I tracking with your life? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you've hit it exactly right. And that's one of my phrases, and it comes from a poem, is do not go gently. Mm. And what I mean by that is we have the ability to fight. We have the ability to actually support our functions before they start to decline, because right now, the way our society is we tend to wait until we're sick to then do something. Right. So instead of taking the small steps, like going back to Canoldyne, that's a solution. It's a daily pain relief solution. You don't take it like an Advil. You don't take it like Oxycontin. You take it every single day. And what you're doing is you're powering your body's endorphin system, which is your natural ability to relieve pain. When you turn that back on, whether you're 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, all of a sudden your ability to relieve pain drastically increases. And now you're able to feel better. So a knee pain, a back pain, any sort of pain you're dealing with dials down and you're able to enjoy your life. So instead of waiting until you're in excruciating pain and then having to take a really hardcore drug, which is going to get you addicted, or the minute you go off, you're in more pain than you've ever been in your whole life, because the one thing you touched on is replacing, right? So when you replace functions in your body is smart. We're so efficient. Our processes stop in place when you add chemicals to the mix. Same thing when guys take a lot of testosterone. Same thing when you replace any sort of hormone replacement, your body stops doing what it's supposed to do. So if you ever go off, you're in deep water and you have to work your way out. So that's why there's so many natural solutions that support your brain, support your heart, support your endorphin flows, because you don't want to end up in that spot where you're in so much pain, you're forced to try an opioid and you go down that road. I wouldn't recommend that to anybody. It's scary because it's taken so many people who never would have, like my mom, who never would have thought about being a drug addict, and turn them in like that.
But for pain relief, you hurt. Yeah, you're always going to go. You're always going to go with that which provides relief.
And really diving into the pain industry in this world, I've realized how many people it affects every day and how many lives it ruins. Because as you start to age and you start to get the aches and pains, and let's face it, I mean, you get to a point where, well, I'm just getting old. Like we've come to just accept it.
Accept it.
That I'm just getting old. I'm going to hurt. That's part of life. No, it's not part of life. It's not. There's things you can do to support your body to feel better as you age. So you can be 40, 50, 60, 70, still feeling great. I see it every single day. I see people who've made that turn and now they're looking and feeling better than they have in years. So now they can go enjoy their life. They can go enjoy the beach. They can do the things they want to do instead of just going, well, I'm just getting old. Because we're kind of programmed like that, right? It's just we're programmed to, oh, just you're old. You know, this is just how life is now.
Especially with pain. Yeah.
Especially with pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have to look at who's telling that narrative too. Again, it's money driven, right?
That's true. Follow the money. That's it. Yeah. We were talking before the interview, and gang, you should know, I was telling you, this is why I say I take Canalidine every day. It's not because I'm in pain. I'm taking it so I won't be in pain. It's a supplement in that sense. But I love Clint, you know, I've just told you, I take your whole protocol, gang. If you go to Clint's website, you'll see it's not just Canalidine; it's a whole host of things to reawaken the body, as it were. I love what you do. What's the best way for someone to get their hands? Let's start. I mean, you have so many wonderful protocols, but let's start with the bottle of Canalidine. What's the best way they can get their hands on it to feel that kind of relief for themselves?
Yes. So there's a special link that's just for you. It's trycano.com/Dr. Steve. The great part is the discount that I worked out with GDR is $91 off the retail price.
Nice.
So it's $29. So $1 a day. It has a 90-day money back guarantee. So anyone can try it. If they don't like it, send it back, get a full refund. My whole mission, the reason why I'm out there on so many, doing so many different interviews, just getting the word out about Canalidine. So one thing I would ask is, Canalidine is novel. Canalidine is only produced by GDR Labs. This is something that is not well known throughout the world. If you Google Canalidine, Canolidine, I know you've done it. The medical research is astounding.
Yeah.
This is life-changing stuff.
Yeah.
So go to trycano.com/Dr. Steve, try it, but please help us spread the word because we can't advertise this like pharma can.
Right.
We can't go out and do the things pharma can. The only way
they put a lot of restrictions
on what you can say and what you can't say and where you can advertise. So unlike, major media where you see a pharmaceutical ad every third ad, we can't do that. I can't do that. So I'm basically, it's a grassroots campaign right now. Yeah. Interview to interview, just getting the word out because I've seen it change so many lives. Yeah. So go to that link, give it a shot. And when it works, just tell your friends, let people know this is available because so many people suffer in pain and a lot of people don't talk about it.
Right.
So even those around you that aren't voicing the fact that they're in pain probably are, they just are so used to it. They don't even talk about it anymore.
Right.
So, together as a difference. And one last thing, GDR is 100% American made. Mm-hmm. It's something that's really important to me. The lab is 15 minutes from my house. It's local workers, small batch production. That was a huge part of me picking the manufacturer that was going to produce Canalidine was that, making sure that it's with a company that is really focused on American manufacturing. And that's exactly what they do right in Atlanta, Georgia. It's a beautiful facility. So
yeah, literally in your backyard, as it were. It's awesome. Yeah. Not shipped overseas.
I had to check that out because lots of manufacturers have, foreign annexes where they save money. So when I was looking at different manufacturers for Canalidine, I had to make sure that it was that I could see from A to Z the whole process.
Yeah.
Just like the process that I created in the lab initially, I wanted that process just with a bigger scale with a lab that I could trust. And that's how I found GDR.
And again, I'm not going to embarrass you here, but you've thought about literally everything. I mentioned to you how much I loved sort of the olive oil, like texture of all the different protocols. And you even told me that was intentional in order to deliver whatever it is, the supplement to the body, because can you just explain that?
Yeah.
I thought that was so fascinating.
Yeah. No. So you were talking about, the olive oil. And so olive oil obviously is a healthy fat. So since Canalidine is fat soluble, it allows faster transport. So that is where I applied a lot of my work. Wasn't just on the Canalidine ingredient, it was delivery to the body, because that's where so many supplements fall short.
Yeah.
Is they have a brilliant ingredient. They might even have the right dose, but if it doesn't actually end up in your bloodstream, it's useless. So most of the things we buy are pills, where pills go through your digestion, they get destroyed, and it usually ends up at max 20%, at low end 1%, actually make it to the body. So that's why everything that I've created and GDR produces is all sublingual. It goes directly underneath your tongue, through your mucous membranes, and it's in your blood system very, very quickly. That's why canoline only takes 7 days to build up. So after 7 days, it's fully locked in your system and you have a full dose. You take it then every day after that. So yes, so we've really spent a lot of time on nutrient delivery. That's where the dual polar extraction method came from. That's where a lot of my scientific expertise has been spent on, is the delivery. Because that's, to me, the ingredient is key, but what's just as important is delivery. Because without that, you have nothing.
Delivery itself. And I also learned a new word, sublingual. Sublingual. Under the tongue. Yeah, this, I'm telling you, I wouldn't be sharing this with you unless I was just head over heels in love with this stuff. If you want to eliminate the aches and the strains you feel in your body, or if you're just dealing with something worse, it's attacking your ability to just live pain-free, you have got to do what I've done and what tons of other Turley Talkers have done. You've got to click on that link below and get a bottle of canoline today. And if you do it today, it's just $29. Yeah. I mean, this deal, it's not going to last long. And as Clint said, he worked this out for us. It's a special website just for our Turley Talkers you can go to. Like I said, I wouldn't share this with you guys if I wasn't 100% head over heels with this. My wife and I both take canoline every single day. We absolutely love it, and you will too. Click on that link below and experience life without pain, because you know you deserve it, gang. It's very important. So, Clint, thanks so much. Great to see you, as always.
Great seeing you too. Thank you so much.